Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. Well, the Indians now see the Boston Red Sox for the first time, and it's already beyond mid-August, and we're seeing the Red Sox, and both ball clubs have changed a great deal. And first and foremost, I know we've talked about it, everyone's thoughts and prayers are with John. I know you saw him today. I had a chance to visit with him. Same old John Farrell, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, he's kind of, you know, getting to stand next to him in a dugout, he's like that pillar, you know, that rock, and he's so big and strong, and he's got the demeanor, too, and he's so steady. And you know what? That doesn't change. You know, I think I had to catch myself a couple times, and he's you can tell when people see him how important and how thoughtful and how everybody cares about him so much. And like I was telling you yesterday, if people caring about you mean anything, he's already got this thing licked, because there are people all over the place that are just so thinking about John, and I got to believe it's going to help.
Isn't it funny how the good Lord sometimes works? You're here. You can help him through the early stages, so to speak.
You know, I don't know what are the chances that would happen where, you know, again, he doesn't need me, but I am glad that I can be here. I mean, he's one of my best friends in all of this world. And even if I get a chance to make him laugh once, it'd be worth it. And I don't know. I don't know. Again, nobody knows what to say ever. But just, he is one of my better friends, and I want to be there.
Well, they've got a ball club now that's gone through a lot of changes. They've brought up a lot of their young kids, and maybe even some of those you knew from your days here with Boston. And I guess they can still swing the bats a little bit, huh?
You know, Hammy, we might be catching them at a little bit of a bad time. I mean, they really got hot against Seattle. And even the game they lost, they came back, kind of like we did about 2 weeks ago, and almost won that game and lost it in extra innings. So they feel good about themselves offensively. You know, hopefully we get to the bullpen, because their bullpen's been used a lot. Now we got to get there. But they're a little bit like us, where they had a lot of struggles early. They've gotten a little bit younger, a little bit more enthusiastic. I think it seemed to breathe some life into some of the veteran guys, and they're playing pretty good.
What's going on now with you folks? I know there's some guys banged up here. How about Gio Urshela?
We're in a little bit of a weird time here because, okay, one, we're going to get Brantley back today, but only to DH. We have Kipnis that was eligible to come back today. My guess is we'll activate him tomorrow or the next day. I mean, they got a lefty tomorrow. We'll see. Maybe, you know, but and it's, you know, it's easy to say, well, it's easy to have him on the bench, or it's good to have him on the bench, but if we're not ready to play him in the field, it's not quite as easy as you think. Chris Johnson shows up today. Talking to the medical people, he's markedly better, but he still has two fingers taped together and look to me like he's not close to playing baseball. So we'll see how he shows up tomorrow. That'll be the first thing. And then we'll kind of go from there, because we're going to have to make a roster move for Kip. But at some point, we got to have enough healthy players to finish a game.
How about Urshela? And also, how about Michael Brantley, Terry, in regards to, is he going to have to be a DH for a while? Do you have any feel on that one?
Yeah, I actually missed on Gio. Gio aggravated his shoulder back 3 or 4 weeks ago. He's been playing with it. In fact, it was in Milwaukee, and I think he just slept on it wrong. But then through playing, you know, it kind of aggravated it. And then he got into the training room and took care of what he needed to, and it had gotten better. And then the last 3 or 4 days, it's kind of cropped up again. And you saw yesterday he made that one throw, and you could tell it kind of stung him. And then he had to make the next throw, and he nursed it over there. So we're going to get him back in the training room a little bit and make sure, you know, as young guys sometimes don't understand, it's not just doing your work. There's some prevention there too. And so we're going to give him today to kind of hold off on the throwing. We'll play Avilas at third and hopefully get him back where he can, because he's such a good third baseman. And he thinks he can play through it. Just want to give him a chance to be okay.
Will Brantley have to go on the DL, or can you just DH him for a while, Terry?
Well, we're certainly going to DH him to begin with. And the hope is that while he's doing that, he gets back to the point where he can play left field. You know, I think that'll happen. I don't think it's going to happen today or tomorrow, but I think in the near future that'll definitely happen.
So for those that wondered, what does the dog days of August mean? This might be an explanation or a partial.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's funny because, athletes, Major League Baseball players, we get treated so good. And nobody's complaining, but they get beat up. And if you could see them here early like I do, seeing how bad they want to try to play, it's a good thing. You know, Brantley doing everything in his power to try to play. Shoot, yesterday he went and put his spikes on so he could pinch run. I mean, those are the types of things you appreciate and maybe people don't see.
Tribe manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Red Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.